Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Got another great show set up for you today. We're going to talk about a topic, and I've talked about it on shows prior, but I'm giving it an upgrade this week. It's an interesting thing. Topics kind of come full circle, and they become very important. Then things change in this ever-changing landscape of financial services, the market, Fed interest rates, etc., and then they go out of style. But they always seem to come back around. I believe it was Mark Twain that said, "But history doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme," right? This is why it's more important now to change your 401k to an IRA than it's ever been in my career. And I've been doing this for 23 years. So we're talking about it today and why you should move your 401k to an IRA. Now, once again, to do what's in your best interest, you got to think through all the pros and cons. So this isn't blanket advice. But the topic is going to be applicable to anyone out there, whether it's a 401k, a 457, a thrift savings plan, a 403b, any work-related plan. So we're going to talk a little bit about what is a 401k and kind of the growth versus income mindset. And we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is why bonds versus bond funds, and a lot more. So strap in, get ready. We got a lot of great information in store for you today. So first, let's talk about what is a 401k. Now, when I say 401k, we're going to blanket, basically covers all kinds of work-related retirement plans. And I don't think I've got to spend a lot of time on 401k. I think everybody listening knows what a 401k is, but I'm just going to spend a brief amount of time on it. And that's something that a company that's forced savings for retirement. It's a convenient savings for retirement, by far and away, because it comes out of your paycheck before you even see it. And that's an interesting thing. Companies have to have 401ks to hire people. Why do I know that? Because I hire people. We got a 401k. You just got to have it. You got to have good benefits. You got to have a good one, too. At our company, we got, in my opinion, one of the best ones in the entire city. It's an interesting thing. But you got to have it to hire people. 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 40-year-old people. But the thing is that the average person doesn't materially even participate in their 401k until they're around 41 years of age. They've studied it. It's an interesting thing. They got to have it, so I'll come to work, but I don't want to play with it for about 10 years, whatever. Let's talk about that for a minute, because it's why is it that a 401k works? It works because it's the conduit that you utilize to exercise kind of the mindset if you ever want to retire. Right? In order to have a financially independent mindset, and I'm going to repeat that, it's the conduit that allows you to exercise the mindset that you must have if you want to retire financially independent. So go listen to Dave Ramsey. He'll tell you about his two main overriding themes. Now, he gets into a lot more, a lot of good stuff on his show. I like his show a lot. But there's two overriding things. And what are they? Get out of debt first and save money. If you're in debt, get out of debt first, then save money. Don't do it in reverse, because you can't save money if you don't get out of debt. Well, most people that I see in my office, they're not really in debt. If I ever were to have some company go and pull my top 100 clients, I bet you wouldn't find $10,000 of credit card debt amongst all 100 of them. So that's kind of topic number one. And I was talking to somebody this week and they had a credit card debt. And I said, dude, you got to pay that off first. Don't even pass go. Don't collect $200. Pay that off first. Then let's talk about investing. So why is that? Let's talk a little bit about why that is. Well, it's a mindset thing. And it's a Murphy's Law thing. It's a mindset thing that you got to fix. If you don't fix your mindset, it's kind of like dieting. If you don't fix your mindset about food, you're never going to lose weight. If you don't fix your mindset about anything, you're never going to get initiated. It's the same thing with money and so forth. But your mindset has to be that is not getting a lot of credit card debt and one doesn't change things, then you got to have a convenient way to save money. And that's what a 401k does. A 401k is a convenient way to save money. It allows you to do it out of your paycheck before you even see it. So it's kind of like a forced savings. And a lot of companies allow you to save money in a 401k and it's convenient. Many companies even match, and by far away, the matching, the convenience, they're big things. But another big thing with 401k that's nice for most is it's pre-tax. So it comes out of your before you pay taxes. Now, you still pay Social Security and Medicare tax on it. A lot of people don't know that, but you don't pay income tax, at least now. So it lowers your taxable income this year. It also grows tax deferred, which is nice. Now, that's all the positives, but then you got some negatives with a 401k. So what are the negatives? It's a one-size-fits-all plan. It's not created for people in their 60s or even your late 50s. Now, if you're listening to this show and you're 25, 35 years old, you're the size it fits. It'll fit you until you're about 55. It'll fit perfect. You don't really need to start looking at options outside your 401k until you hit your mid to late 50s. So I'm not going to give you my advice on something else too. Don't pay for management of your 401k. They got these options now where you can do it for a higher fee that the 401k will manage your 401k. Now let me back up. Let me clarify that. If you are between 25 and 55, don't pay for management of your 401k. You know what you need to do? You just need to go buy a good S&P 500 fund. Don't look at those age-based funds. Just S&P 500. Don't ever look back. Let time be your friend. Let compounding be your friend. Now, when you hit your mid-50s, the ball game changes. And that's when you start needing multiple sizes. That's when you start needing to get some money out of the market. And that's when you need more control over your investments. So why should you move your 401k over to an IRA? Why should you move it out of the 401k or the thrift savings plan or the 403b? I mentioned a minute ago that if you're between 25 and 55, don't worry about it. A couple of reasons. Number one, you can't. Number two, you're the size that the 401k fits. And it's a one-size-fits-all savings plan. So we've talked a little bit about the benefits of the 401k and some of the negatives of the 401k. But as I said, when you're younger, 25, 35, 45, put your money in S&P 500 and don't look back. Market's going to lose 20%, 30%, heck, 50% sometimes. It's going to scare the heck out of you. Don't look at your statements. Shred them. Don't throw them in the trash. Shred them. Just stay in it. But when you hit 55, things change. Why do things change? Two reasons. Number one, when the market takes a dip, it can take 2 years to go down and 6 or 7 years to come back. And you don't have time for that. You're running out of time, right? The paychecks are about to stop in the next 5 or 10 years. And you're shifting to the point where you're thinking you need to start taking income out of this. That you've been saving your entire life and now you're going to need income from this money so you can't afford to get half of it cut away just before you go into retirement. And let me mention this. 401ks, none of them are built for income, retirement income. I'm going to repeat that again. 401ks, your work-related retirement accounts, none of them, other than a pension, none of them are built for retirement income. So if you're 59, 60, 65 years old, and you got money in a 401k, that 401k was not built for you. It's built for the younger kids, the ones that are accumulating things, not getting ready to distribute those things. It's really built for that younger person to build their money, the same money you've already built. So what do you need to do? You need to transition your money. You need to move away from that growth-only type of account so you don't get caught up in that two-year downward spiral that's going to take you 3, 5, 6, 7 years to get back up, whatever it takes. So what does that mean? Think about it. I'll give you a little bit of stock market history. I include it in both of my books. All of you loyal listeners, you know I've got Purpose-Based Investing. It was my first book from about 5 years ago. And last year we published the Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. And one of the chapters is all about stock market history. So when I say, hey, two down and takes you 3, 5, 7 years to get back even, we're all spoiled, folks. The last time we've had huge market declines, the last couple in COVID in March 2020, and even 2022, we've had a nice snapback this year. But historically, if you take a look at the stock market from 1899 to 1921, the market was flat for 22 years. 1921 to 1929, great time to be in the market, the roaring 20s. What was followed by that? 1929 to 1954, the market was flat. It was up, it was down year over year, but it took 25 years in 1954 to get back to where it was in 1929. But that's okay because 1954 to 1968, great 14 years to be in the market. But from 1968 to 1982, the Dow Jones started at 1,000, and 14 years later was still at 1,000. And you remember that. That was the 70s. Then from 1982 to 2000, the best bull market in history. Great time to be in the market, right? That's when many of you started putting money in your 401k. But then what happened? 2000, 2002, a near 50% crash in the markets, 80, 90% in the NASDAQ at that time. But that's okay. By 2007, 5 years later, well, heck, I guess 7 years later, the market had finally gotten back to where it was in 2000. And then what happened? The financial crisis, 07, 08, 09, boom, market loses another 50% plus. But that's okay, because by 2013, 6 years later, the market was back where it was in 2007, which unfortunately was back where it was in 2000. You had almost 13 years of a flat market. Now that's okay once again. Why? Because from 2009 to even now in 2023, the market's had a great run, even though it stubbed its toe with COVID in 2020 and stubbed its toe in 2022. But what do you think is going to happen going forward? We've had a great run, right? The last 13, 14 years combined have been great. But what does history say is going to happen over the next 10 years, over the next 5 years? And tie into the fact that the Fed, despite the recent pause, is still likely going to increase interest rates a little bit more. After this historic, over 40 years, inflation hasn't been this high. When we take a look at, they went from 0 to 5% in a year, about 15 months, in raising interest rates from 0 to 5%. We have a potential recession staring us down the face at the end of this year going into 2024. What is that going to do for those of you? Once again, if you're 25, 35, 45, don't worry about it, right? Use dollar cost averaging, increase your contributions if the market goes down. But if you're 55, if you're 59, 60, 65 right now, you need to be a little bit concerned, right? What's right for you? Because you're no longer in the growth stage. You're about to be in the distribution stage, not the accumulation stage, the decumulation stage. You can't afford to take a year or two of losses that are going to take you 5, 7, 10 years to get back even. Now, once again, folks, most of our clients have money in the market. Most of our clients have money at risk. So I'm not telling you to go out and buy yourself only an annuity and, you know, or stick it in CDs and just sit on your hands. No, what I'm saying is have a plan. Have a plan for your investments. Have a plan for your savings. Have a plan for your estate. Have a plan for your taxes. Have a plan for your investments. Have a plan for your 401k. So based on that, where do you put your money? You got two choices. Right? Within the 401k, there are only three types of investments. Stock funds, bond funds, and a money market, or what they call a stable value account, right? Pays a little bit of interest, and that's about it. You say, Mike, nope, I got 78 different options in my 401k, and I want to tell you, those things that they call target date funds, you know, your 2030, your 2055, other funds will call them lifestyle funds, just because they like that name, it don't matter. They're just a combination of stock funds, bond funds, and money market accounts. They're just a variation of those with different layers of fees inside of them. They all do those different funds. They make you feel, well, look, I'm diversified. I got a real estate fund in there. I'm telling you, it's stock of a real estate holding. They're stock funds, bond funds, and money market funds. And unfortunately for most, let's say you got 30 options. And you're like, hey, Mike, look, all these options I got. Yeah, 26 of them are stock funds, 3 of them are bond funds, and 1 of them's a money market. How do you get income from that? How do you get safer for that? They're built for growth. They're not built for those in and approaching retirement. So as you get older, you got to get more money out of the stock market because you can't stand those dips since you're so close to needing this money. As importantly is, if you have to get money out of the 401k now, and as I said, they're just not built for income. And for one simple reason, when you take income out of a 401k, since it's a business plan, a lot of times they require you to withhold 20% for taxes. But what if you're not in the 20% tax bracket? Most of you listening, I'll tell you right now, don't need 20% taken out. You have to get out of that 401k because it's the federal law that they withhold. That's one reason that you want to move money out of the 401k. Another one is you don't have income options. There's nothing inside that 401k that creates consistent high-level interest and dividends. When I say high-level, I'm talking about 4, 5, 6 plus percent. Now, before we go to break, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I've put together what I like to refer to as our retirement success toolkit, a retirement success toolkit. What's in it? It's a toolkit. It's got a lot of things in it. One thing, my most recently published book, Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper entitled, How Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another companion report, 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. How do you get it? Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Once again, no cost, no obligation. Just ask for your Retirement Success Toolkit, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you, no cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage. We'll mail it out to you. You've been listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today's topic is your 401k enough? We'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. If you're age 65 or older and own a traditional IRA, 401k, or other retirement plan, you'll soon have to deal with your required minimum distribution, or RMDs. Suddenly, a portion of your tax-deferred savings will be taxable again, and the overall impact on your portfolio could be significant if you're not armed with the right information.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live workshop, Taxes in Retirement, coming up Tuesday, June 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District.
Register today. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Again, this is a live workshop, Taxes in Retirement, Tuesday, June 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Register today. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about moving that 401k. And once again, when I say 401k, we're talking about all your business-related plans, your thrift savings plans, your 457s, your 403bs. So why it's important and why you don't need to worry about it when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, but when you hit your 50s, it starts to become paramount towards your financial success. And this all came up in a meeting that I was in this week. I was talking about the importance of income. And we were showing this particular client how they were making so much in dividends and interest and how they couldn't do that in the $100,000 that they had accumulated in the 401k. And they decided to move it out into their brokerage account, into their IRA. So what are we talking about here? So this client had about $1 million, used to be in their 401k, and we had rolled it over in their IRA. And I showed them how we were yielding over 5% just in interest and dividends. And this is still with having about half the money in the stock market, but mainly in a lot of dividend paying stocks. Now, yeah, of course, we had some of the FANG stocks, you know, can't mention them for compliance reasons on here. But in general, you know, we have some of the tech stocks, but we have a lot of good, solid blue chip dividend paying companies in there. So our stocks are paying us 4% plus. Our fixed income's paying 5, 6, 7% plus. So what does that mean? That means that this client was generating over $50,000 just from interest in dividends and still linked to the market on the upside. So this client can say, basically, send me a check for about $4,000 a month to supplement my Social Security, and I'm never touching the $1 million. That's why it made sense, because they couldn't accomplish that same thing in their 401k. And that's basically what happens. As you move your money from the 401k to the IRA, it's a tax-deferred move, so it's not going to cause you any additional taxes. And you might be thinking, well, Mike, I'm not ready to retire yet. And that's okay, because there's this thing called an age-based withdrawal. Age-based withdrawal means that you're 59 and a half or older, and you would just like better options than what your 401k gives you. So I assure you, if you're listening to this show, there's about a 95% chance you've got an age-based withdrawal option. So when you hit 59 and a half, you can move the vested amount of your money from your 401k to an IRA outside of there. It used to be that people didn't do this because the fees were different inside of 401ks, they were less, but that's just a misnomer. Matter of fact, 401k fees have been going up for the past decade. IRA prices have been going down with the inclusion of individual securities, ETFs, those kind of things. So that's not a good reason anymore, the fees, just to keep your money in the 401k. But the biggest thing is you're about to shift to two modes. So you're 55, 57, 58 years old now. When you hit 59 and a half, you can actually use this 401k as a conduit to fuel your IRA. So here's one big advantage, and I want you to hear to this. Big advantage of a 401k or IRA, big, it's the amount you can put in. I mean, it's like $30,000 you can put in your 401k of your own money, not even including the match, plus what your employer does. You want to put money only in an IRA, you could put about $7,500 in if you're over 50. So 401k is a big conduit just to save more money later in life for retirement. Well, you can keep that conduit open, and I want you to hear me now. This is a little confusing. You can keep the conduit open. You don't shut down your 401k when you move it over to an IRA at 59 and a half. You can't shut your 401k down. It's a conduit. It allows you to get more money into the IRA. You basically max out your 401k. That's your big wide pipe. And then once a year, you just shift those proceeds over into your IRA. It is a tax-deferred move. You just keep doing that. So you leverage the 401k to max it out or put whatever you can in any given year. Then you get your match if your employer matches. And then once a year, you just sweep that into your IRA to get better investment options that might be more suitable for you. So step one is you do the in-service rollover. Let's say you've got $750,000. Maybe you move $700, leave $50 back in the 401k to keep it open. Then this year, you put your $30,000 in. Maybe you get a $5,000 match. Next year, you move out $35,000 back to the IRA. And it's rinse and repeat. You basically take advantage of that big 401k contribution, but you can get it allocated a little bit better than it has for the 401k options by leveraging it over in that in-service age-based withdrawal. Once again, you'd be 59 and a half in order to do that if you're still working for the company. Now, if it's an old 401k, you don't work there anymore, we can just automatically do a rollover at any age for you. It's a way of getting bonds and all those kind of things that you can't get in your 401k because you're using the IRA as the conduit. So that might be a little confusing for some. I know I went through that a little quick. So if this is one of the things that we talk about today, if any of this applies to you, hey, Mike, I want to know, should I be in my 401k? Should I not? What are the pros and cons? You mentioned income. Nobody's been talking about that. I can get 5% income off my portfolio, and I'm not talking about a one-year CD, and then when rates go down, you got to settle for 2% income. I'm talking about a diversified income-based portfolio of dividend-paying stocks, real estate, individual bonds, preferreds, business development companies, the whole bouillabaisse of investment options that are at your fingertips outside of the 401k. If you got those kind of questions, or maybe you even got tax or estate planning questions, hook us up for a 15-minute strategy call. There's no cost, no obligation. All we actually do there is say, today is your agenda. Let's take 15 minutes talking about what you want to. If it makes sense to get together, great, we know that. If not, that's okay too. We're all adults. How do you get on that 15-minute strategy call? You can either go to the website at crystallaketax.com and sign up for that, or give us a call and just say, hey, I want a 15-minute strategy call. 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822. Just ask for the 15-minute strategy call. They'll pull up our calendars. You'll talk to one of our fiduciary advisors, might even be me, and then we'll get you on the calendar, right? We know how you want to spend your money looks different in retirement than your neighbors. We know your Social Security is different than your neighbors. Your investments are different. Your goals. Retirement's not cookie cutter. It needs to be specific to you. So we're happy to answer those questions for you. Okay, so you're shifting now. You're getting a little bit older. You're 55. You're late 50s. You're in your 60s. You don't want to take those market dips anymore. But again, I talked about income. So let's talk a little bit more about income, specifically income you can get in retirement. Now, I'm not talking about spending your own money and pretending that it's income. I'm talking about take interest and dividends off your investment. I'm going to talk about that topic I've been talking about, and I'm just going to reiterate it on every show. There's going to be a piece of this topic in every show from now on for a long time because it's that important. And that is you've got to be in the right side of the interest rate environment. You got to get on the right side of the interest rising environment. So what do I mean by that? Unless you've been hiding under a rock and you don't know, I'll fill you in that Jerome Powell, up until recently here, right, the federal chairman, is raising interest rates. The biggest interest rate increases fastest we've seen in interest rate history in America, raising interest rates from 0 to 5% in a matter of about 15 months. It's the highest interest rate environment but it's going to be here for a while, folks. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. Everybody would like the Fed to start cutting interest rates to have lower mortgages and maybe help out the stock market longer term, but it ain't going to happen anytime soon. The recent pause is one thing, but that doesn't mean they don't pick up an increase in July. That doesn't mean they don't raise later. Now, we can have an entire debate about what it would take to make that happen, but the government wants you to think they're going to get it under control. Interest rates are coming back down. Inflation's going to come back down, and it's just a bunch of bull hockey. Inflation's going to get sticky for a while. It's going to come down, but we're going to have fits and spurts, and there's a variety of reasons I could share with you as to why. Interest rates, the last thing Powell wants to do is immediately start cutting interest rates. One, means something's really wrong with the economy. Second thing is, it's going to fuel inflation. Why? Because then there'll be this huge bump in real estate prices, a huge bump in stock market prices, a huge bump in bonds. All these things will become inflationary. So they're going to be very careful as to when they actually reduce rates. Unfortunately, we think they're going to hold on far too long. Same way it took them too long to get rates to where they are. We also think because of that, they're going to be very stingy as to how they cut them. So we're going to go into a recession late this year, going into next year, which will in turn mean that it's going to cause more economic pain than it necessarily happened to. But once again, if you're just sitting around saying, hey, inflation's going back to zero and rates are going back to zero, that ain't happening soon. So we're going to be here for probably the next 5 to 10 years battling with inflation, battling with higher and lower interest rates. And I've also talked on prior shows that this is really just a game of whack-a-mole for the Fed. If anything goes up in the market this year, Powell's going to make sure that he squashes it. He's got to squash the optimism. Why does he have to squash optimism? Because we can't have you thinking positively about the future, because then you go out and buy stuff. And we got to quit buying stuff, because you buy all this stuff, it increases demand. When you increase demand, it causes inflation. So he's got to bring that inflation down. So you're over here in your 401k, and all you got are these stocks funds and these bond funds, and there's just no place to go, because you can't get away from it. So you're 55, 59, 62 years old, and you can't afford these big market drops as we head to the next recession. So what do? You do an in-service age-based rollover from your 401k to a traditional IRA. We can help you with that. It'll just give you more options, more income-related options, more insured options, safer options if you need them, within the IRA that may not be available in your 401k. Now, is this right for everybody? Of course it's not. There is no cookie-cutter approach. Is it important to explore? It's critically important to explore. Now, inside that IRA, you can actually get individual bonds instead of bond funds. You can buy preferred, you can buy high-yield bonds, you can buy real estate, you can buy business development companies. You can buy all the things that we invest every day for clients that generate interest of 4, 5, 6, 8% and dividends along with that. Why is that so important? Think of investments, as you heard me tell this analogy a lot on this show, and I put it in my book, Purpose-Based Investing. Think about this. Your principal is your chicken, right? So your 401k is your chicken in this regard. Chickens lay eggs. If you're eating eggs, you're good to go. You have food for life as long as that chicken stays alive. But the day you decide you want chicken for dinner is the day that chicken and the egg stop. The moral of the story is you got to keep the chicken healthy. The chicken's the principal. The chicken is your money. The chicken is your 401k. Eggs are the dividends and interest. Keep the interest and dividends coming in, and you have permission to spend. There's no way to create dividends in a 401k. And I'm going to repeat that. There's zero way to create dividends income in a 401k outside of just what a fund spits out. They don't put a lot of dividend-paying items in your 401k. Why? Two reasons. Number one, they confuse people. They confound people because they put everything in the money market account. Secondly, is there's not set up to babysit those kind of things. So when you get into fixed income like we do, you got to hire babysitters. And because you're getting older and you need income out of a portfolio at some point, inside of the portfolio, inside of the 401k, there's really no way to create consistent income other than through bond funds, which many of you hear me talk about all the time on why you want to invest in individual bonds and not bond funds. And I'm going to talk about that here. So let's talk about what is a bond. I'm talking about an individual bond, not a bond fund or a bond ETF. A bond is an item that is a contractually based debt instrument. A company issues it, basically gives you a contract in order to gather money so they can borrow money. They don't have to go to the bank to do it. It's only so much that they can go and get from the bank, and this is kind of a self-financing mechanism. They pay interest on the bond. A bond has four main parts: a par value, a price, an interest rate, and a maturity date. I'm going to repeat that. A par, a price, an interest rate, and a maturity date. So par value on a corporate bond is $1,000. Price is, what did you pay for it? Interest rate is, what, 4%, 5%, whatever they say they're going to pay. Right? And maturity date, how long does it go out? Remember I said earlier in the show, and that's why I'm talking about this, is you got to get on the right side of this interest rate rising environment. Best rate on bonds I've ever seen in my 23 years as a financial planner. This is now a market for fixed income. This is not a market for stocks. We're heading towards a recession. We're heading towards a slowing economy. Unemployment is going to start ticking up over the next few months. It's going to stay this way for a while. So think about these numbers for a minute. The yield on the S&P 500 for the last 12 months is negative 9. The yield year to date is positive 10%. The average corporate bond dividend is about 6.5 right now in investment grade. So why would you take a negative when you can get a positive? And if you're retired, you might want that 6.5% just to get income from your portfolio. So let's talk about a little bit about a bond. You've got your par value, what it was issued at, your price, what you buy it at, your interest rate, what they're going to pay you based on the par value. And let's just say 6.5 for a minute. And then you got a maturity date. Maturity date means its price is going to come back to par. That means if you hold it, then guess what? It's going to come back to that par value. So you bought a bond today because they went down in value last year for $900. Par value is $1,000. When it matures, you're going to get $1,000 back. That's over a 10% gain in addition to the interest. And if it was paying you a 6.5% interest rate, guess what? It's going to give you $65 a year of interest. Now, what happens if the value drops to $850 from the $900 you bought it at? So that looks like a loss. Well, it's a paper loss because you're still earning the 6.5% on the $1,000, the par value. You're still getting the same $65 of interest. And when it matures, it's still going to mature back at $1,000. So whether the value of the bond goes up or down, for an income investor, it doesn't matter. The principal stays the same at maturity. You're getting fixed income. It's why they call it fixed income. You can't do that in a 401k with bond funds. Bond funds don't have a par value. Bond funds don't have a maturity. Bond funds don't even have a guaranteed yield. All they have is a price. You need to do that as you get closer to retirement. If you don't, you're going to start eating into the chicken, and then the eggs are going to stop. So hold on, I forgot to tell you something too. So when you move your money from growth into a bond fund inside of the 401k, there's no dividends coming out of that bond fund. They don't actually have a par value. They don't have fixed income. They don't have a maturity date. They've only got the price. And guess what happens to prices of bonds when the Fed raises interest rates? They go down. It's like a teeter-totter. So if interest rates creep up a little higher, the value of that bond fund is going to continue to go down. So what's the problem with that? Well, Mike, won't your individual bond go down in value too? It could, depending on how attractive and how long it goes out. But even if it does, we understand at maturity, you get all your money back, assuming there's no default, of course. And that's one of the reasons why I don't think a retiree, a pre-retiree, should leave money in that 401k once they get to a certain age. Three things you got to remember something from this show, and write these three things down. 401ks, one, never borrow against it. I know some of you do, but that's one thing. Number two, don't take money out to pay bills. Number three, don't take money out before 59 and a half, or if you get laid off before 55. These are situations where you could be saving money for the future in them. So are you taking income the right way? Are you selling shares? If you need more than 2% out of your accounts and you're not creating at least that in your accounts, I'm going to talk to you about how we do that with clients coming up right here on the Retirement Success Blueprint. But before we go to break, because this is a show where in retirement, in comes the outcome. I put together what I'd like to refer to as a retirement success toolkit. Retirement success toolkit's got a lot of things in it. Copy my most recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build a Retirement You Deserve, a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement?, and 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage. How do you get your retirement success toolkit? Give us a call. Raise your hand, 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We're going to mail it out on Monday at our expense. Retirement Success Toolkit. Want to get that in your hands today. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about, are you taking income the right way? Folks, if you're selling shares, you're in a withdrawal plan, and that is going to make you broke in the future. So we'll cover that when we come back for break.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. If you're age 65 or older and own a traditional IRA, 401k, or other retirement plan, you'll soon have to deal with your required minimum distribution, or RMDs. Suddenly, a portion of your tax-deferred savings will be taxable again, and the overall impact on your portfolio could be significant if you're not armed with the right information.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live workshop, Taxes in Retirement, coming up Tuesday, June 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District.
Register today. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Again, this is a live workshop, Taxes in Retirement, Tuesday, June 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Register today. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and we're talking about chickens and eggs. We're not going to talk about which came first, the chicken or the egg. We're going to talk about a topic I like to refer to as dead chickens don't lay eggs. Dead chickens don't lay eggs. Now, what exactly am I talking about here? I like to refer to this as, when I do my workshop, as a picture of a chicken on the left side, and that's your principal or your investment, and eggs on the right side. And I got dividends written over that. And if you cut your chickens, they don't lay legs anymore. However, if you keep your chickens healthy, you got plenty of eggs to live off of, which I call permission to spend. So we're at a point in time where eggs are really healthy. Matter of fact, if you're not producing eggs in your portfolio and you're 3 to 5 years out from retirement, or you're in retirement, you're with, as I refer to, a stock market cheerleader type advisor. And right now, I'm trying to think ahead of the stock markets trying to beat the Fed, because the Fed's maniacally focused on reducing inflation. They're maniacally focused on decreasing optimism. And they do that through decreasing stock market value, decreasing real estate values, decreasing anything that's important to you, and even trying to increase unemployment. And I think we're going to be in a period of time that's going to mimic probably around 1975. That's basically where we're talking on today's show. So let's get back to that chicken and eggs analogy. If you need to eat and you like eggs, or you like chicken, doesn't matter which one, you can eat eggs and your chickens are healthy. How long are you good to go if all you're doing is eating eggs? You're good to go as long as those chickens are alive. But if you get into the chickens, the eggs stop. And using that analogy whereby the chickens are your principal, they're your 401k, they're your savings, the eggs are the dividends, your interest. We're at a point where the concept of selling shares, eating into your principal, doesn't need to be done, and it should never be done when you're taking income out of an investment. And I know sometimes, or many of you have already thought about the whole egg concept. America's finally starting to swing around to the concept. I've been talking about this for literally years on this show, because I know a lot of people are saying, we don't know what this market's going to do. We don't know what the current administration's going to do. Next year's another contested presidential election, right? We don't know where inflation's going to do. What's going to happen with China and Taiwan? What's going to happen with Russia, Ukraine? Why don't we just get out? Let's just put it in a CD. You got to understand, we were never at a point till recently where CD rates were even competitive. Make 4 or 4.5%, you can make it in a CD right now and just wait this thing out. But why would you when there's even better options than that? Well, finally, you're moving over to the eating the eggs and not the chickens idea, though. Now, if you're concerned that you're 3-5 years from retirement, you're already in retirement, and you're taking money out or about to, this is your year required minimum distribution or something, but if you have to sell shares to take money out, you should second guess the advisor you're working with. There is no good reason if you're taking income out of a portfolio today and you're taking 5% or less, which is what you should be taking, there's no good reason you should be selling a share of anything to get that money out. If you are, you are selling principal. You're killing chickens along the way. And the problem is, it's going to cost you as time moves on. And I'll explain that in a minute. So again, if any of these things we talk about applies to you, take us up on that 15-minute strategy call we offer. You can get that at crystallaketax.com or give us a call, 866-316-0822. We'll pull up the calendar, get you scheduled with one of our fiduciary advisors. Purpose of the call is, what questions do you have and how can we help? That's really all it is. 866-316-0822. Just ask for the 15-minute complimentary strategy call. So we're talking about interest, dividends, and principal, and how literally it's the best time I've ever seen in 23 years whereby you should be producing interest and dividends out of your portfolio. And I'm going to tell you a little story, a story I like to tell. I was actually going through a workshop that I developed, and I've been through it several times, and I just wasn't feeling great about a certain part of the delivery of things and how it was coming across. And I could see the faces in the crowd. I was in this workshop. There were about 26 retirees in the room, and I was talking to them about the chickens and eggs like we discussed. This is the first time I ever showed that chicken and egg slide. Again, chicken on the left-hand side with principal, eggs on the right-hand side saying interest and dividends. And now I'm going to write out the scenario. And I want you to picture a scenario here. I wrote it out for them. You need $70,000 a year of income. You got $1 million. Solve for that. Now, some of the criteria, you got $30,000 a year coming in from Social Security. So now you need an extra $40,000 a year coming in. You needed 70, 30 is from Social Security. You got a $40,000 gap, but you got $1 million. So that $1 million is full of something. Doesn't matter what the investment is, it's just invested, right? That's not the point here. It could be the S&P, growth fund, stocks, whatever, and it's $100 a share. So whatever it in, it just grows. So let's say it grows to $104 a share. Well, now you grew by 4%. So now your portfolio is $1,040,000. You pull out 40 grand, right? You sold that $40,000 of growth, so you got your $70,000, the 30 Social Security, and then you sold the 4% appreciated investments. You're still down to $1 million, but now you got your $70,000. So the question I proposed to the crowd of 26 retirees was, you just did that. Did you eat the eggs or did you eat the chickens? Remember, if you eat the chickens, one good meal, eggs stop. Dead chickens don't lay eggs. If you eat the eggs, you can go on forever here. Which one did you eat? You know what the room said? I think we ate the eggs. They said you ate the eggs. I was awestruck because I hadn't done this in a group before. I've done it one-on-one talking with individual clients, and I certainly thought they were going to say the chickens, but they fooled me. Sitting there, fooled, flabbergasted, I said, this has proven something to me that I didn't know, and I had to run this experiment. It's proven the power of stock market junkies out there that have taught you the wrong way on how to take income. If you Google the largest registered investment advisor in the country, the biggest money manager, you go to his website, How to Take Income, and you download the income brochure, he'll tell you that's how you do it. Let the money grow and just sell the shares. He's the largest RIA in the country, and that's how they're teaching people how to do it. That's how Wall Street teaches people how to do it. It works for them. It works for their fees. It is a screwed up system. You understand, you now have less shares when you do it that way. Because yes, it grew by $40,000. You only took $40,000, but for you to capture that $40,000, you had to sell shares. Right? The difference is your chickens got 4% fatter, but you still ate them. Now I said, everybody can picture this concept. Let me run another scenario by you. Back to our example, $1 million, you need $70,000, $30,000 coming in from Social Security. So you have a $40,000 gap. Take $1 million, you take it to XYZ Bank, they're giving you a 4% CD. At the end of the year, you take out your $40,000. Did you eat the chicken or the eggs? You ate the eggs. And they got it now. because you didn't disrupt the principal, right? You still had the exact same amount. Now, here's why I emphasize this point so much. We are at a point in time in life right now, and we're repeating history. You've heard the old saying, history doesn't necessarily repeat itself, but it certainly does rhyme. Well, we're back to 1975 again. We're back to the point whereby we're going to mimic that type of market for a long time, a good 5 years or more. We're going to go to a point where fixed income, interest and dividends is likely to be higher than stock market returns. Why? Because when you look at how overvalued the market is right now, there's probably more downside than upside over the next couple years. Because the Fed is maniacally focused on squashing the market and raising interest rates. And when interest rates go up, it's like a tide coming in. All boats go up. Bad time to refinance a house, great time to buy a CD or a bond. So if you've listened to me at length anytime, you've heard me say, you got to get on the right side of the rising interest rate environment. So again, I want to ask you, I want you to picture your entire portfolio. And I want you to ask yourself, if you're taking income out, are you eating eggs or are you eating chickens? Are you cutting into principal, meaning the number of shares you have? Are you taking interest in dividends? Now, I also got a question for you. What is a safe amount to take out of a stock-based portfolio and not run the risk of running out of money? And I'm going to repeat that question. What is the safe amount to take out of a stock-based portfolio, an equity-based portfolio, starting at, say, 65? Now, you could die at 90 and still not run out of money. I got a surprise answer for you here when we come back from break. Before we go to break, I want to give you an opportunity. I know a lot of you out there have already requested our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit, if you haven't, give us a call, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. It's got a copy of my book, Retirement Success Blueprint, a couple reports, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement, and 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. But this message is specifically for those that have already requested the toolkit, but maybe you didn't sign up for that strategy call. Give us a call, sign up for that 15-minute strategy call. Let them know, I already got the toolkit, I like what's in it, but I got questions now. 866-316-0822 and ask for the 15-minute strategy call. We'll be happy to have that conversation, get you on there. Once again, the agenda on that call is your agenda. What questions do you have and can we help? You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back after that. And when we do, we're going to talk about what the safe amount is to take out of a stock-based portfolio without risking running out of money.
Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We're teaching you how to create eggs, lots of eggs, and not eat the chickens. How to create dividends and interest to give you permission to spend, or even just organically reinvest if you don't need the income. Earlier before the break, we talked about the importance of creating dividends and interest in a portfolio. If you're taking money out of an account, you're 3 to 5 years out from retirement, or you're already in retirement, maybe you're in your 70s, you're taking your RMDs, doesn't matter. There's no good reason you should be selling shares. Now, before the break, I ask a question. I ask, what is the correct amount of money that you should be taking from a stock-based portfolio without running out of money? And I wouldn't be asking you that if I didn't have a surprise answer coming for you. Now, I know what you're thinking, 4%. How do I know that? That's what all advisors tell you. Take 4%, take 5%, you'll be fine. They run these quote-unquote Monte Carlo simulations. Monte Carlo means that I can adjust the interest rates inside it as the person that designed it, so I can make the answer say whatever I want to make you feel good about it. That's what Monte Carlo really stands for. That's one of the reasons I don't buy into these things. I'll tell you the best illustration. Look at your statement and see if you're producing enough in income to meet your needs. When I say income, I'm not talking about did it go up or down this month or this quarter in value. I'm talking about when you go to the far right column and say estimated annual income or yield, is it generating 5% or less? Because if you need 4 to 5% in income and it's not coming from dividends and interest, then your advisor needs to find another line of work and you need to find another advisor, because it isn't hard out there right now to produce that. Heck, we've seen some come in over 8, 10, 11%. Dividends are great. Interest is great. I mean, it's a great time to be doing fixed income right now. We've been on the right side of this rising interest rate environment. So back to the point, what's the safe amount? And you got to remember, this is for the last 20 years. Drumroll, please. I'm going to tell you who put out this article recently here in the last year through Morningstar. And do you know who Morningstar is, right? They're paid by mutual fund companies. They exist because they rank mutual funds. This is the stock market cheerleader's cheerleader. 1.92%, according to Morningstar. Recent article, safe amount you can pull out of a stock-based portfolio. Why is that? Because you have these 2008 scenarios. You got a 2022 scenario. You got 2021, good markets, right? You got all these other times in 2008, 2000, markets down 20, 30, 40, 50%, yet you're still taking income out. So with the S&P 500 average yield being about 1.5%, yes, there's a lot of growth years, but there's also a lot of down years. According to Morningstar, 1.92%. And guess what you're doing? When it goes down, you're selling twice as many shares to get the same income. So you're collapsing time frames in a bad way. And it's a great recipe to run out of money. See, one of the reasons our clients don't worry about it when the markets take little dips is because one thing, they don't have that much money in it, right? They've got money in stocks. Most of them are good blue chip dividend paying stocks. Number two is they're creating income the right way. So when I say the right way, is you want to create income and not touch principal in order to do it the right way. So what's the best way to do that? Well, we can get into recreating the wheel, or we could just go to the industry that's done a best job for it, right? The insurance industry. What the insurance industry does is they take your money, doesn't matter if it's for your life insurance, doesn't matter if it's for your annuities, whatever, they go buy bonds with it. They take off a couple percent, they skim it off the top, say you want that as profits, and then they give you the remainder in the form of some level of benefits. Why is that important? Because, folks, it's worked for hundreds of years. It's only been in the last 20, 30 years that Wall Street has devised that you just need to keep taking more risk, keep paying higher fees for their business model, not for your best interest. So, folks, we covered bonds and bond-like instruments. We talked about what you should do with your 401k as you get into your mid-50s, your late-50s. At 59 and a half, you might want to start looking at those age-based in-service rollovers so you can have more optionality as to all the investments that you want, not just settle for what's in your 401k. And we talked about why income. It's a great environment for income. Once again, it doesn't mean you're still not in stocks and things. It just means at what level and what happens to your portfolio as we start heading towards a recession, a slowing economy, all these kind of things. So I want to leave you with this, folks. If you have not had an opportunity to sign up for a 15-minute strategy call with one of our fiduciary financial advisors, the agenda on that call is your agenda. You got questions, we got answers, but we can't help you if you don't raise your hand. No cost, no obligation for that 15-minute strategy call. How do you get it? 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Look forward to speak with you. Thanks for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.